we can't look backwards at the moment. We've got to look forwards. And forwards is people coming in through the gates and going forward. And we've got the contract and going forward.
If I can give you an example, the L2 nightclub on a Saturday evening attracts over 1,000 people. At the moment, I believe we're attracting something like 400 on a home game here, which is totally unacceptable.
Gents, you've obviously taken a bit of a punt with this, I think it's fair to say, because you have a passion for this club and you believe there is something here that can be turned around. I mention every time I do these interviews, you've had a chance to meet with the players, with the squad, with the staff. How impressed are you with the sacrifices they've had to make just to keep this going?
At the end of the day, it's all about the players, the manager and the supporters. They've all been very supportive. We need more supporters to actually attend the home matches. The rest will follow. Do the business on the pitch. People turn up, go to the games, the rest will follow.
Exactly. Everything will follow a suit. You know, as long as the players keep playing well, do well, everything will follow suit.
And the other thing I would like to say, along with the payroll commitment that both Philip and I have made, if the club does not turn in a profit to cover the operating costs, we are committed to actually pay the difference. So in fact, if we only get 200 or 300 people turning up, then the administrator is going to look for yours truly to pay the difference.
I mean, one final question on that, Ben, gents. I appreciate you're busy. There's a fans meeting that you're itching to go across to. You know, you gentlemen are successful businessmen, but football clubs are notorious for being a bit of a money pit. What's your ultimate goal here in terms of short-term and long-term?
Well, we want to secure the club. That's the most important thing. As for them, who knows? I can't see the bottom line of it, if we can keep the club going and everything works out and we all get on well together, we're sticking with it. Okay, there's no money in football clubs, especially now, and least of all Choro football. Okay, so the bottom line of it now, we need people in and players playing and doing the job on the pitch.
It's the early days yet. I've had more time than the road, and we'll see more of a picture and where we're going, you know.